Thank you. We will now begin the City Council study session for June the 1st. And again, I excuse Councilmember Winkle. The first item on this agenda is to review items on the agendas for two meetings, the June 5th regular and special council meeting. And there are two separate agendas for that. So council, please take a look at those two agendas. With regard to the regular council meeting, the first few items are recommendations from the Judicial Advisory Board, reinstating some of our good magistrates, and then various liquor licenses. And then item five is various purchase contracts. Six is various resolutions. Item seven are ordinances relating to our personnel rules. And item eight is a couple of public hearings on zoning ordinances. Item nine is to take action on an ordinance.
Mayor, we do have a brief presentation on item nine when we're done here.
Thank you. Looks like we're almost done. Item 10 is various subdivision plats. Council, any questions or concerns about the regular council meeting? Ms. Kent, I think now would be a good time to hear the presentation.
Yep, Tom. And JD, are you coming up?
Yep.
Tom Ellsworth from our Development Services Department, and JD's from our Economic Development Department.
Great. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. This is a rezoning request for the Pecos Road Employment Opportunity Zone. Back in July of last year, the council approved a new chapter to the zoning ordinance for economic development or employment opportunity districts. We have a similar mechanism in place now for what we call the Elliott Road Technology Corridor. In that instance, we utilized a PAD overlay to set some design guidelines and some limitations of land uses. However, with that mechanism, we have to come back to the City Council for approval of a development agreement to establish the buy-in to that, and property owners can opt into that. This new zoning district back in July, what it does is it establishes a new base zone that allows us to work those design guidelines and those limitations of land uses into that base zone itself. So there would no longer be a need to come back to the City Council for that extra step of doing that development agreement. This is the very first employment opportunity zone that we've seen. I don't know how I get this up on the screen. Since we've approved that, it's approximately 1,000 acres up along Pecos Road, north and south side. This is immediately south of the airport. It's between Power Road and Ellsworth Road. The need for the Employment Opportunity District arises as economic development goes out and recruits businesses. They have needs for large tracts of land. They have the ability to have an immediate zoning on the property. Our entitlement process takes 4 to 5 months to get through a rezone and a site plan review. What the Employment Opportunity Zone does is allow the city to create these opportunity zones, creating design guidelines that assure standards of development and for a certain quality and for a certain type. In the Pecos Road Employment Opportunity Zone, what we utilized was the general industrial base zone and limited land uses to those that were consistent with the vision for the area within the Mesa Gateway Strategic Plan for those types of large manufacturers to come into the area. Like the Elliott Road Technology Corridor, the Elliott Road Technology focuses more on business park, high-tech type positions or jobs, where this would focus more on those large manufacturers. We've seen quite a bit of success on the Elliott Road Technology Corridor, a lot of interest. We have a hospital that went in there that utilized the opt-in on that, and we have a large manufacturer going through right now that saved quite a bit of time through the entitlement process, which makes the property more valuable, more desirable is the word I'm looking for, to these developers. So as we go through, what this zone does is it establishes design guidelines, it establishes a shorter, condensed entitlement-type process where the applicant would come in and do a site plan based on the development guidelines set forth in the development plan. With staff, we would go to the design review board to ensure the quality of that architecture and landscaping as it fits into that area. It also establishes a maximum height. The height limitation in the general industrial district is 40 feet. This would allow heights up to 150 feet with the limitation of its proximity to the airport. There's a ceiling there that they would have to adhere to. In the most restrictive form, I believe they still would meet the height limitation of the general industrial district, but for most of the property, they could go reach heights of that 150 feet. As we go through, again, I think I've already mentioned all of the things that it establishes. It does restrict land uses in the general industrial district that would not be compatible in that area. Limitations on retail uses, hotel and hospitality type uses, mainly focusing on those manufacturing type jobs. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer those.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, Mr. Freeman.
Hi, Mr. Ellsworth, thank you. Having been out in the area a little bit, just wondering, are you creating some type of buffer zone with the residential to the south of the of this zone here? Because I know that there's some commercial buildings there. And so are you creating like a buffer zone for the residents there? Is that kind of the idea here?
Yeah, if you go back to the map, what you'll see is the employment opportunity zone goes to the Haas Road alignment. We have the Queens Park subdivision that's down in that area. Mm-hmm. And so this stays about a quarter to a half mile away of that surrounding area. The actual buffering of that site would be taking place during the site plan review and seeing how the transitions and the surrounding context of the site would need to be buffered from whatever proposed use is coming in.
Do the neighbors know about this zone?
There was a neighborhood outreach done. There was a mailing and outreach effort made specifically to the representatives that are identified for the Queens Park area.
I noticed there's some surrounding farmland to the west of the Queens Park neighborhood and then a little bit to the east. But then I know in the center there towards, there's a little commercial complex there. And I guess that's separate parcels, obviously, by mm-hmm. different ownership.
So, and Mayor, yeah. Councilmember Free, one thing again to make clear, this is being approved by the council as a floating zone. It doesn't actually apply to property until the property owner chooses to opt in and apply to their property. So everybody keeps their same zoning they have today and will only utilize it if it will benefit them.
Is that the same for the other parcels that aren't developed yet?
Correct.
Okay, great. All right, thanks. That's all I have.
I know Mr. Thompson has been very active in working on the Elliott Road corridor, and we're all very excited about that. We had a great announcement just 2 weeks ago of the DuPont-Fabros project that's coming in there. And it's fun to see the ripple effects now occurring as a result of the Apple announcement of a couple of years ago. Just to remind you what we already know, the Apple announced they were going to spend $2 billion on improving that building, and we all thought that would be the great anchor for the Elliott Road Tech Corridor. With the arrival of the DuPont-Fabros building, that's a big investment. We can't talk about how much or how big, but trust me, it's a big investment. And the other shoes are going to continue to drop right along that road. A month ago, went on a trip to Frisco, Texas, at the invitation of the mayor there, and he had been bragging to me ever since I'd had this job about there's a $6 billion mile in Frisco, Texas, and we are so proud of this, of our town, because when you come and see this, it's the Dallas Cowboys training facility and a lot of other stuff, and you go there and you go, wow, I think I'm in China, because there's just cranes as far as you can see, and it's huge investment. And they have a $6 billion mile in Frisco, Texas. Well, we're going to have a pretty expensive mile on the Elliott Road corridor. And so this is very important to have all of these things in place so that the great story about Apple is they came and said, well, we're used to dealing with China and getting things done instantly. The story used to be that anytime you need something done, it's done. We want it done the China way. Well, now we call it the Mesa way because Mesa was so accommodating and so good about getting things done. So to me, this is just an extension of the Mesa way on that Elliott Road corridor, and I'm looking forward to inviting the mayor of Frisco, Texas, to come tour the Elliott Road corridor, and we'll just have to, be an undisclosed amount of billions of dollars that will be going in on that piece of asphalt. So this is very important, and kudos to Mr. Thompson and to our planning crew for greasing the skids to get everything ready for really exciting things there. Kevin.
And, you know, and I asked that they do this presentation to council because I thought it was an important component of the things that we're doing in District 6 that can be done in other parts of our city as well, that cuts entitlements and reduces some of the liability on the developer side and helps the landowners as well market their property. And we're starting to see not only that success on Elliott Road, but we're starting to see it on Pecos Road too. And I think we're going to have probably two to maybe three big announcements coming over the next few months just in this Pecos Road area as it is right now. So once we get the overlay in place and the property owners or the owners of or the developers can opt in to this overlay, it'll be huge for that area as an employment center.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. Any other questions about this item? We'll look forward to voting for it on Monday night then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Council.
Thank you very much. So there's no additional questions, it sounds like, about the agenda for the June 5th council meeting, but there is, council, I would direct your attention to the fact there's also a special council meeting that night, and the purpose of that council meeting is to conduct a public hearing on the tax levies. So we have a separate agenda for that meeting on Monday as well. Okay, the next item on our agenda for this meeting is to approve minutes from an executive council meeting that was held on April the 27th. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you. And a second? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. That passes. Item 3 is to acknowledge receipts of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you. And a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That passes. Agenda item 4 is information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Council, after reviewing that, any questions on those items? Seeing none, the next item on our agenda is item 5. That's to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Mr. Freeman.
You know, thank you, Mayor. I had the opportunity to attend Mesa Cemetery representing the city of Mesa. We had a memorial service for the veterans that have served. Several organizations were there, and it was really nice. I guess it was the first time that anyone in the city staff or council or mayor had been there. So had a fun opportunity. Kevin, you would have enjoyed that. You were where? Oh, you were there last. Okay, so you were there last year. So I had the opportunity to be there this year. So it was a fun time, and I learned a lot, and thanked them for their service. And there were a lot of people there from World War II and through the Iraq, Afghanistan, and everything that we're doing today. So thank you.
Thank you, Thank you for being there, Mr. Freeman. I received compliments from several people that were there on your presentation. That's a great service. I appreciate every year going to the Royal Air Force Cadet Memorial on Veterans Day. So there's some. That's another great event to put on your calendar out of the cemetery. Any other reports on conferences attended? If not, the next item on our agenda is scheduled for future meetings and general information. Mr. Pombier.
Mayor, Council, the Arizona Museum of Natural History will have a free Sunday on June 4th from noon until 5 p.m. The museum is located at 53 North McDonald. Our next council meeting will be on Monday, June 5th.
Thank you. I do have a few items to share under this as well. Today at 11 o'clock, we are cutting the ribbon on Carolinas on Country Club in downtown Mesa. I think it was one of our assistant fire chiefs that about a year or two ago said to me, the most important thing you will ever do in your service as mayor of Mesa, Arizona, is to attract Carolinas to our city. So I am here to claim success as a mayor, and I hope everyone will come to Carolinas. This is actually, I don't mean to make too big of a joke out of it, it's a big deal. This has been very, very popular. So that'll be a lot of fun. The next item, I just want to make sure everyone understands, is aware that on June the 15th, we will have on our agenda the item to consider initiating disciplinary proceedings against Councilmember Winkle. So that the documentation leading to that is in the works, and that is when it will be ready. And so that will be on our agenda on June the 15th to consider moving forward on that item. Any other items for our agenda or for the schedule? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. And a second, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.